Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a herd of speeding turtles.
I like turtles. All right, you're great zombie.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I love you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Bruce Levine is The Score's baseball expert. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Bruce.
Morning, Bruce.
Good morning, guys. Good morning to you both. It was a good game last night for the Cub fans. Not so much for Giolito and the White Sox. A little different outcome than the night before.
What did you make of the way that he explained himself afterward, Bruce? Just one of these blips, one of these things that he understood what went wrong and why. He talked about his mechanics a little bit. He talked about the approach. There was a suggestion. I think we talked about the moment being too big and maybe him being too amped up. What did you hear from him?
No, I saw a lot of calmness. I didn't see any big moment thing that really disturbed him. He was just commanding his fastball, which was a good one, even though one of them went out of the ballpark. Was the issue. You know, 9 strikeouts is not, that's not an awful amount of, strikeouts in 4 1/3 innings. So he just didn't have a real good feel for where the fastball was, and he left the changeup up, which was really the game right there. You know, the changeup to Contreras was the key to that 4-run inning. That changed the whole night for him. But, you know, again, he showed a lot of maturity afterwards, you know, talking to him. Talking about, hey, you're not always going to have your best stuff. You just go out there and you try to battle through it. You learn from it and you move on. And that's what I saw with Giolito after the game.
Did that cost him a starting spot in the All-Star game? That cost him an appearance maybe in the All-Star game?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, it depends how he straightens out the next couple here before, the pitchers are picked for, the All-Star game. But no, I mean, he's been dominant. You know, 9 dominant starts in a row. You go back, and he'd only given up 5 runs, I think, twice before. It was all in early April. So this is, you know, it's been a tremendous streak for him. You guys know this. You've covered the sport for so many years. You go out there 32 times, you're going to have your great stuff 10 times. You're going to be pretty good the other 10, and the other 10, you're really going to have to battle, and you're not going to be very good. And that was one of them for Giolito. I don't think this is – I think it's a bump in the road. I think the pitchability and the poise is still there for him.
Bruce, after the game, Joe Maddon said it was an ET thing going on out there. It's crazy. It's fifth year with the Cubs, and I know what I've seen. Whenever the wind is blowing in like that, you don't see that. You just don't see that. Is that as strong as he has been, talking about what's going on with the baseball this year and how home runs – are hopping out of ballparks at a record rate, and what happened last night with the wind blowing in, that was something to see.
Yeah, even, you know, if you go back and you look at John Lester's response to James McCann's home run, it's like these pitchers are saying that ball, you know, it's a fly ball. It might hit the wall, if you make a mistake. But all these balls are going 430 feet, guys. You know, these are not just getting over the wall. I mean, the line drives are, you know, like Contreras, but I mean, those are like missiles. You know, I mean, we all see what's going on here, and it's true. And I don't think anybody likes it. Maybe the hitters like it when they see the exit velocity and the launch angle that they've hit it out with. But from the perspective of the game itself and impacting how it's played and how it's pitched, I don't think people like it very much. And, do the home runs, are they adding to the game? Are they bringing more pleasure for people to watch? Are they becoming more ho-hum and really not all that exciting like they used to be?
You know, Wilson Contreras did not play in the first game of this series, the two-game set, and they had had Monday off, and we discussed it yesterday, whether that was it would have made a difference if Contreras was there. Then you see him come out and hit a grand slam and get another solo homer. I understand the thinking that you got a day off, you give the guy 2 days off, and you feel better about everything, but I don't know. I mean, would the outcome have been different in the first game had he been available, especially his record against Ivan Nova, right?
No, I mean, that's a fair point. It is, but you have to keep your catcher fresh. The one thing that they concentrated a lot on coming into the season, guys, is that Contreras caught more innings than any catcher in baseball last year. And what happened to his offense in the second half? He had no strength. He had no ability to lift the ball. So from all of that, they brought Caratini along in a very good fashion, and he has grown by leaps and bounds as a catcher. It's an important element to keep your all-star catcher fresh. I mean, the days of Randy Hundley catching 160 games, which is the record for a catcher, those days are over. You need to keep these guys to 125 games. You know, make sure that they're fresh. We're not even into any warm weather months. And, you know, the idea that you have a second catcher that you trust is important. I think the Cubs are in really good shape there.
Bruce, both teams made roster moves, brought up young pitchers. The Sox bring up Carson Fulmer, much to the chagrin of Mully and other Sox fans out there.
Is that fair?
and the Cubs bring up Adbert Alzolay, who today will be the tag team partner for Tyler Chatwood. What role will each guy play? And do you think that Alzolay down the road is a guy that you could foresee maybe being a starter in place of Chatwood, or what does the future hold for him?
Yeah, I think almost right away on that, you know, as far as Alzolay, because they're talking about going to the quasi-six-man pretty quick here. So that's an important part of Alzolay coming up here. He's earned it. You know, we talked about it the other day. Last five starts, 40 strikeouts, only 3 walks, the power arm. This is a guy that, they brought along. Injuries have been a part of what he's been all about the last couple of years. But there's no doubt in his ability and the idea that he's going to go as a quasi-six guy in the rotation. And this one thing that, you know, people should concentrate on, a power arm, something they don't really have very much of in that rotation, can change the dynamic for the rest of the guys as well. A strikeout arm is really a good thing to have. So I think you're going to go see him go into that rotation pretty quickly here.
Why Carson Fulmer? Just why?
Because they're the White Sox of 2019 and not ready to win yet. Is that the answer that makes most sense to you? Because they're not going out there and adding pitching
are they
right now.
To lose?
They're not trying to lose, but what they're not going to do is they're not going to pay for, you know, expensive pitching right now and 31-year-old guys when they're not ready to win.
Is this a last chance for him,
Mike,
Bruce?
How many starting pitchers can you count on in their rotation as far as being a part of
one
a championship caliber
now.
Team? Yeah.
I'm not being mean. I'm just saying – we've seen this show before, and it didn't work, and it got canceled, kind of, right? So,
yeah, I understand the frustration for you, Mike, and other Sox fans, but, you know, the reality is they played outstanding baseball without having really any depth or any real, you know, significance in their rotation other than Giolito. I mean, you know, Nova's had some good starts, and he's had some really bad ones as well, but the point is that they're not ready. The starting rotation not close to being ready for prime time. The guys they're going to be counting on are pretty much injured right now and coming back next year with Kopech and, you know, maybe a Rodon the end of the year and Dunning. And then maybe the additions you see in the off season where they open up, you know, the cash level and they let it flow towards starting pitching, because it looks like they have plenty of position players that they can count on that are going to be really good. So maybe some of this money goes toward pitching, because, you know, counting on guys coming back from injury is always a dangerous premise. You don't want to do that. There's plenty of good-looking pitchers, but they've proved nothing yet. So You know, again, I see the frustration with Fulmer. He should be frustrated with that if he's going to go into the rotation. But again, you know, they're not ready to win and go into a playoff mode yet. I think they've done exceedingly well. And they've been an entertaining and interesting team to watch.
Speaking of frustration, Bruce, Tim Anderson, I think, is the White Sox's equivalent of Javi Baez. I mean, he's instinctive, and you forgive a lot of mistakes because of those instincts, yeah, which tend to serve him well. Last night it didn't. He tried to steal third. Oh. He made the first out at third base. Wilson Contreras mowed him down. What was said afterward, and what did Rick Renteria think of that?
I mean, Renteria never got around to it. He was still too frustrated with the way the umpire was calling that game last night. They were not happy with some of the pitches that were taken away from Giolito. Giolito, to his point, didn't blame the umpire. Basically said, "Hey, this is about me and not getting it done." But getting back to Anderson, didn't get to that part. But you cannot do that. You can't be down that many runs and steal third. They're already in scoring position. Any type of base hit for a guy with Anderson's speed scores. So I understand the aggression on his part as far as wanting to get the momentum going and to stir things up. It's absolutely the wrong play, and it took him out of an inning. The whole inning changed right after that. You know, he's thrown out, the fly ball out, that's it. You know, the inning completely changed. So he'll learn from it. You know, you hope he will, because that's a mistake he can't make when you're trailing by three runs.
Great stuff. Appreciate it, Bruce.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks,
right,
Bruce.
Buddy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.